for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my lovely IHP community and the 5D Collective. We get to chit-chat a little bit about our lovely Oversoul and the Twin Flame journey and Twin Flames. First of all, the 5D Collective are all people who are mentally aware. So you're aware of your thoughts, you're aware of your emotions. Also means you take ownership, accountability of your emotions and that you self-regulate so your inner child can come out and play. Means you have compassion, love for all human beings on the face of this planet, okay? If that's not the case, then you're not yet in this lovely Christ consciousness. You don't have to be here, but this is where those of us who are the 5D Collective are at. So we love Jesus. I know I do. We love Buddha. We love yoga. We love everything. Reiki, mystics, you name it. We're polyamory some. Some are monoamory. We're not picky. No, we're selective. We are picky, but not in a way of being snoots, meaning that we're not insecure, because the snoots are grandiosity people, and then we got shame people. Those are all low self-esteem and direct communicators, passive-aggressive. So when you have a love-avoidant person, thanks to, what's his name, Terry Reels, relationship grid, we know that if they're grandiose, they're going to think they're better than you. They're going to, dismiss you and be passive-aggressive. If they're in the shame, they're going to be depressed. They're going to lock themselves away, and they're basically crying crocodile tears. And there's for the walled off, love avoidant people who don't know how to speak their mouths and who don't do, let me choose a healthy self-worth partner. No, they choose, let me go with people who treat me like shit. Okay, so anybody with low self-esteem is going to have unfinished business. If they're not treating each other like shit, then they're with good therapists. And they're reclaiming their inner child independently, and then they're going to build a grown-up functional adult relationship. So here we have people who want to be grown up. So 5D relationships, that's why functional adults. Okay, so we love our oversoul, our twin flames. We don't have sagas, the 5D collective. None of us go and say, I hope that one day they come back and find out that I've moved on. Man, they better know. That's not how it works over here. We're not squirrels from Cusco land. That's the 4D collective who are prancing around with the mantles of yoga and the mantles of mental health. So they still have envy, jealousy, spite, shame, blame, fault. They are, in fact, in their nervous system with human suffering, with the survival mode, and they don't care to do emotional lifting with people like Patrick Tiahan, a great therapist who's a childhood trauma survivor. And they don't want to do anything to get themselves out of trauma bonding relationships. They would rather, right here, be in that love avoidant group where they're desperate and they think it's all over, and you tell them that there's ways out and they say, no, there's not. And there's your human suffering love. Okay. Pinocchio's with ears. And then we got Cusco's and squirrels and Elsa's journey. Nobody went home to their 3-year-old or their 1-year-old for that matter. That's not the 5D collective. 5D, we're human love narrative. We go home to our 0-1-year-old, and then we share life freely and love because it's easy. We smile all the time, and when we're frowning, we go and get hugs because that's what a 0-1-year-old wants. When we get scared, we go and get hugs. So we get to get hugs with healthy self-worth people because they're safe. Why? Because they have a secure attachment nervous system. So they're going to be in a nervous system that does eustress, which is a challenge state, not distress, which is a threat state. So the people who do distress, they get sicker by the minute, inflammation, all this stuff, and they are in their threat state. Elsa Journey people, 4D collective, 3D collective, all of the ones who don't know how to get into eustress. So when challenge comes up, because we have emotional awareness, accountability, self-regulation, and our brain is our friend, so our thoughts work with us, we work with ourselves, mindset is everything, we learn how to do what is called a window of welcome to emotions, or expand a window of tolerance. And that's day after day after day in the morning, and that's because we say, pause, lovely left mode, shut up for a minute. Hey, right mode, what are you doing? Oh, I got emotions. What's going on? Emotions? Oh, I see. We're upset today. Okay, it's okay. Let me resource myself with a hug. And then let me go to my healthy self-worth partner or partners, the ones who said yes to being my safe haven. This is for my polyamory community. And the ones who said yes to being my secure base. Okay, so once you have those lovely safe haven, secure base, that's your tackling for that. Yes, I do. I do want to support you to regulate your nervous system, and I do want to share those things called interests, and I want to lift you up higher and higher and higher. Only a healthy self-worth partner will do that with 5D. Okay, so we don't have unfinished business. We know direct communication. That's where there's no saga with twin flames. They choose what they want, okay, and soulmates and oversouls. It's called people. So while the twin flame coaches are helping those on Elsa's journey to find their little star and basically make them feel special, You're all special, my lovely listeners, and that's the thing that anybody who doesn't know they are doesn't want to hear. How dare she say every human being is special? Doesn't she know that evil is there? Those are all people who need a good therapist. Mantles of mental health people, mantles of yoga people, mantles of spirituality people. Fake, basically, or excuse me, I should say facades. Oh, wait, no, you're on Elsa's journey. I'm sorry, maladaptive child behavior. I'm not going to be mean to you, Cusco attitude. I'm going to just smile at you like Pacha does and let you know you're loved. And that way you can just keep on doing your human suffering love narrative and think you know everything like every other teenager does. Of course you know everything, three-year-old. Yes, you're so right. And you won't notice anything because while you're in your biologically rude, stressed out state, you don't notice that I am not taking you seriously because you are so grandiose in your ego or shamed in your ego and you just want to hear what you want to hear. Okay, so when people are the love dependent, they in a shame thing get manipulative and desperate, so they cling on and they get clingy. If on the other hand they're in their grandiosity, they get controlling and angry, they get frustrated and clingy. But they will try clinging by grabbing you and getting you to stay, okay? So the clinginess of the desperate ones is, please don't go, let's stay here, stay here. And you're like, okay, I'm not going anywhere, but you need to leave me some room. And here's where right now we have some beautiful energies about for the 5D collective. For those who are not in their challenge state because they choose to disregard emotional awareness and the capacity to use their left mode. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, it means this. When people like to label the experience of being a human and spirit in one and say, dark night of the soul, ego death, you're having your spirituality awakening versus spirituality is a way of living with meaning and connection beyond the solo self, which you can only do if you know how to consistently be on in your love button. Okay, so once your nervous system, because your embodied brain is basically yours and you own your prefrontal cortex, which means what? Oh, look, I'm having thoughts. Oh, look, I'm having emotions. Oh, look, I think I'm in a pissy mood today. Oh, look, I can learn to pause myself. Very clear, very clear. That doesn't mean you're going to like it. Nope, no three-year-old likes to have to learn patience or perseverance. Nope, no three-year-old emotionally, you better bet, especially if their inner child is ruling them, the past. Okay, so on a serious note, people who have unresolved trauma and are completely oblivious to any information and to themselves, there is nothing we need to do about it. Pinocchios with ears that become basically what are donkeys, you're not going to do anything about it. They're getting good therapy or they're out in the street somewhere. It's a sad story. Okay, so leave it alone. We got laws. You go vote. We go and support those institutions that are trying to help anyone and everyone, whether it be jails, hospitals. There's ways that neighborhoods get organized. You open a nonprofit. You become an entrepreneur. I'm being clear, hopefully. Don't need to be going around creating rumors that yoga brings demons out of your body or that cults, basically, those people who are saying that the mystics, they're not all cults. I don't even like the word, but even if we want to look at that, there's ethical cults. Okay, so you'll know when you have empowered people because they'll talk to you not down and not up. You'll know when you got a teenager attitude because they'll talk like Peter Pan will to you, where he thinks he's more grown up than a lost boy or a lost girl, but he's not. And so does Wendy, and she's not a grown up either. They're all children. Okay, so when you're an actual functional adult, you'll notice a maladaptive child because they'll be inconsistent. They'll be in and out. Their energy will be small, and there's no game going on. So the part about being a direct communicator, it's if you're a direct communicator with yourself, if you're equanimous and unflappable, which I'm lucky to be because I have secure attachment. So I've known this since I was an adolescent. I chose to disregard part of my Jiminy Cricket on purpose. Yes, on purpose, because like anybody else, you know, we're adolescents. We go through a pruning process. We have a biochemistry. If you asked me, was that your proudest moments? I'd say no, but I did know that that's what was going to happen because the grown-ups told us. And I did know that I chose, so I'm going to say that I take responsibility, and as I was held with equanimity, which means I always got explained things, I also knew how to do, well, you were immature and you made bad choices, then your book, not to those kids' books, right? Okay, so I'm just saying, like, somebody asked me to be 100% straightforward and use organized language, because I have people that love to try and get me to organize. I can be organized. But if you ask me how my brain thought of it as a child that was growing up and learning, I'm a person who's learning. That's it. Nothing. It's not a bad thing. If you send me back in time, I'm going to do the same thing over again because I learned from it. So it's not a mistake. I actually can look back and say, learned. I'm still learning. Oh, look how fun. I'm having more fun as I'm getting older, not less. Okay, that's what happens when you're an inner child and you're learning and you don't lose your innocence. You don't have pure consciousness because you're perfect. It's because you're unconditionally loving towards yourself and others. You don't need to be taught kind intention. But see, I got taught by Jesus and God and angels because I was determined with a mom who talked to me about Jesus and God because she raised me Christian Catholic. So here's one of the stories. I've shared it a couple times, but I still remember, and this is cute because I don't know how old I was, but before going to bed, my mother would tell my twin and I to put our hands like little angels and under our cheeks and to sleep and go to sleep to smiling. And I think it was in a way to say, you know, we want to have a good day even as our day is ending so we can wake up and also so that angels can protect you. And so that's something that's, for me, comforting. Now here's where, see, this is a cute story, right? That's a nice story. Think about those children that don't have this story. So you ask a divine feminine about any human being out there, they will tell you to have compassion. This is one of the things that I do not appreciate of the 4D mystics and their stories on energy vampires and dark auras. And then they want to use Jesus's name. So 5D is Christ consciousness. I was a person who learned about it, got really excited about it, and I'm still happy about it. I'm not excited, but it's not that I'm not excited. It's that it took quite a bit of time before I figured out that the 4D is just a bunch of Elsa journey fucking people who are creating a lot of stories. And again, they serve a purpose. The people who don't want to become grown-ups, they serve the spiritual bypasser community is what I'm going to say. They find a story, they allow themselves to justify their Cusco and squirrel attitude. They do not look at their behavior. They do not become spirituality. They think they're on a spirituality awakening journey just because they have clairs. That's not spirituality. Again, spirituality is a way of living with meaning and connection beyond the solo self. So when people are doing conspiracy stuff and they're not in favor of working with humanity as a whole, you know, they're not living beyond the solo self. What they're doing is focused on a group. They have their group. That's a very different story. Your oversoul is involving and will always involve people from your own life. Now, if you're a mystic and you're divine feminine, I don't need to tell you who your oversoul members are. I don't need to tell you who your twin flame or flames are. I've known my oversoul since I was a kid. I remember growing up and I'm like, I'm so lucky. I have all my family. And I got older and I met some new people and I knew the ones who were his family. And here's where recently we've been talking about this. There are earth babies. There are states. There's rainbow babies, indigo babies. I'm going to be using my own words, not the scripture stuff, but I have obviously some of it from books. Okay, so I know of earth babies as a white light and rainbow babies, which I'm thinking would be falling within that indigo babies and star babies. And for your oversoul and just all of those that are part of it, you'll just know. You'll know soulmates and you'll know lifetime soulmates and you'll know colleagues is what I call the people that you meet, that you get to learn something. Sometimes it's practical, Sometimes it's a season, okay? Like seasonal, I met seasonal people as a teenager growing up when I would go to summer vacation. Not one place is home, not that place. Another place that I would go for camping and with other family members. So one, in fact, you know, it's funny because the one place that's home, besides my lovely city of Naples, Italy, this is an island off the coast of Italy, and it's a unique place. And it's amazing. It's amazing for us mystics. There's something special about this island. I haven't looked into it because it takes time to look into history and stuff like that. But you've seen it. If you've watched the documentary or docuseries of, I forget what his name is, but he went to all the places where people get older. So Sardinia is the place. And it's known for there's like some of the oldest people that live. So it's the area that I have gone to is the special place that I'm thinking about. I've been to other areas, but those are not of any interest to me. In fact, not even a little bit. There's some area whenever I go near it, because I have to get from the airport to the town that I go visit. Every time I've gone through this, it's like a mountain range, I think it's called. My downloads, I just start to get downloads, and it's like amazing. So any of you mystics know when you're meditating and you're in oneness and you're just in that flow state and then you start to channel, anyone who's tuning in here, this is what happens. I'm like in a car, we're driving. This happened the last times I went there. It's like, wow. And this is just, it's fabulous. So long story short, when you're a mystic, this stuff happens all the time, but you're not destabilized if you're a 5D person because you're grounded in your body. Okay, so this is very important. What 4D is not is grounded in their body. They don't live aliveness because they're not in their default mode network with it being down regulated and therefore them being able to participate in life as their self. They have this pattern and habit of having a pseudo alive. So that's something different, okay? And I have seen it. It's unfortunate, like I said, that they don't go and get good therapy so that they can expand their window of tolerance and so that they can learn to disengage from their unfortunate traumatizing patterns, okay? So on that note, I was just trying to get to share, you know, your oversoul. You don't need anybody to tell you because if you're a mystic and that would be a divine feminine of your oversoul, you'll have all these answers. Now, if you have, if you are a divine masculine, you don't know shit about your oversoul. That's because you have to first find your inner child. Once you're connected to your heart, once you're connected to the spirituality part of you, the spirit, you don't have to believe in any stuff. You just have the integrated brain. I'll put it that way, okay? So you have the capacity to pause, to breathe, to feel, to be connected. No numbness areas, none of I don't want to feel feelings. You have your six basic emotions. You're cool with it, okay? If you have any areas where you disconnect, you'll know it. And you don't have like, okay, it's not a big deal, meaning you're forgiving. You understand that life takes its course and it takes time for you to process emotions. Okay, so the ability to use mind is yours. And that's because it's thoughts and emotions. If it's challenging to feel, then you know you want a good childhood trauma therapist because that indicates to me that you have something coming up. If you can handle it, then that means to me you know how to navigate your nervous system. So these are very many different ways that I can explore the same topic. But back to if you're divine masculine, you don't know who your divine feminines are. You don't know anything. You're completely oblivious to it. And let me spell this out again. Once you find your inner child, then you're not oblivious anymore because you will have gained, one, the capacity to know what self-love is, and two, the capacity to create intimacy within yourself, and so therefore with an open heart to create intimate connections to another human being. And that's when you're opening yourself up to someone. It doesn't mean there's many, and that's the part of why for my polyamory community, Remember that the majority of people will maintain a monogamous and monoamorous status because in an effort to even get a hold of that, what I just talked about, requires a divine masculine to get out of this shame thing that is really, really torturous. And depending on whatever past they've had, this is the part of the degree of what they go through is, I don't even know. All I can tell you is that divine masculines to me are also the ones with clairs, because they consistently are on Elsa's journey, hiding themselves from themselves. So the teenagers, the one who's ruling, and they're just keeping control with this left mode story, and that poor inner child never comes out to play. So there's love dependence or love avoidance, and they stay within this human suffering. Now, the 4D collective has made up a lot of conspiracies and ideas of these people, and basically alien species trying to keep them stuck. I just see people not going to good therapy is what I'm going to let you know. But I also know good therapy is not accessible to all. So let's create conversations. And with us, the community, we get to build securely attached people so that other people can have a herd. Because if they have people who know how to handle them when they're maladaptive, they might at some point be able to have enough of being treated like a human, a decent human being, to where like, you know what, that's bullshit, this person, the way they're acting. Furthermore, attachment trauma information is out there. So I know that we're going to be able to make space and move into directions where people know, okay, that's a healthy self-worth partner. That's one too. Okay. And out of the let me follow fear-mongering people or any of those gender stereotypes and whatnot. However, like I was saying, doesn't mean that they're going to be polyamorous. So polyamorous, some people are just exploring it. Others, we embody it. So we love more than one person. That's in more than a, what is it called, conventional friendship way. Okay, and the part about being able to share that, it's not a challenge for those of us who embody it because it's a truth. So I know that there are more than one people that I love, and they're not just friends. That's for those of you who have oversoul, it involves soulmates and twin flames. This isn't going to change. When a bond is consistently active, you'll know your bond can become stagnating. That doesn't mean that the bond, though, will ever go into a new calibration. So what this means is, let's say you and I, we have a shared life of, I don't know, 5, 10 years, 12, 20, okay? But I know that you and I, intellectually speaking, we're completely different. We have different ideas of everything and anything. So that means that we don't share a secure base. But you and I are safe havens for each other. We support each other's nervous systems. We find home in each other. I know that you're a safe haven. Now, let's say that besides just that, because I said non-conventional friends, okay? Because I know friends. Friends mean there's no attraction, no romantic attraction, no sexual attraction. If instead there is, okay, so I'm trying to spell it out, then we know it's a non-conventional friendship, if we have to use words. Okay, so you embody polyamory when you will be aware that there are those who in your life are not going to be seen ever by your eyes as simply a conventional friend. Okay, and that's embodying. So when you embody it, you say, yeah, you're going to share me, potentially, potentially not. We don't know, but long story short, I'm going to let you know that you are not the only human being that is loved in this unique, non-conventional friendship way. For some people, instead, they explore it, but they're not actually in a state of love. So they don't have a secure connection and a secure attachment connection, I will add, with another person and more. Okay. And on that note, by the way, when you look at us as mammals, we're alloparenting. They say that we will seek and or have at the very least, but even at the very most, they give us a number of 5. Now, I don't know why. I need to ask Daniel Siegel if I ever get a handle of him. But it's funny because if you look at your own oversoul, And if you have any active people around, you're going to notice when it comes to potential romantic partners and active potential romantic partners, this is for my polyamory crew, numbers 5, at least I can share with you all from this subjective experience, 5 it is. And that's something that I was really smiling and laughing inside about, because I didn't do any of this on purpose. I didn't even know about the alloparenting in 5 until recently, because, you know, the last 2 years I've had the attachment and trauma information. But what I also do know is we only have 24 hours in a day. So realistically speaking, again, you're not going to be building secure attachment, safe haven relationships with many people. You don't have the time. Focused attention is one of the highest forms of love, and you're not going to be able to have much focused attention, right? If you're one person. So realistically speaking, you won't be building a snowman consistently with more than 2, not even 3. That would make it very tiresome and quite impossible. If I'm talking about safe haven, secure base, all of it. If you're talking secure base, but see, secure base means that you share your interests. That makes me think of a colleague, a partner, not somebody that is a lover. Lover has to involve that safe haven component, which is where you feel at home with them, you feel at ease, you feel like being in a hug, being in an embrace, okay, not just sharing what happened today. There's more to the story. There's intimacy. And this is where it's a side note, but it's also here for those of you who are polyamorous, those of you who do have twin flames and soulmates, those of you who are open to being able to understand, if you are embodying the enjoyment romantically and lovingly of more than one person, you have a word you can use. It's not going to be an easy conversation, because you don't know how people can interact with that, but it's still something that you want to understand. Are you going to deny this to yourself? Because see, that's the part of when you deny what is a part of you. If you're going to deny it, it's best for you to not say I suppress it, but to make a conscious choice. So I've chosen consciously, me, the human being Maria, to be who I am. So I'm not going to suppress anything from my heart. You accept who I am as I am with polyamory, with mysticism. And if you think that I will not be this, you are mistaken. That's when it's you being you, and you knowing how to say, and you knowing how to stand up, and you knowing how it doesn't mean somebody has to say they like you. If they say they don't like you, you respectfully thank them for the time, and you don't have this, oh, my boxing gloves need to be on. This is the part of where an empowered person will not feel rejected in the sense of I got rejected because I'm defective. It's I got told I'm not compatible with another person because they have a different idea of what compatibility is. Is it rational? Yes. Do emotions get involved? Yes. Who's the calibrator of your nervous system? This is having your own 0-1-year-old, which is why Divine Feminine will not be going through any type of tragedy with their twin flames, but they will know that they're expanding consciousness. Okay, so when you hear others out there telling you that you only can have one twin flame, they're defining to you everything, they're using the spirituality stories, that's their take on it, that's what they're sharing with you. I'm here to give you a different experience. And also I'm here to share with you, if you are Divine Feminine and you're 5D, you're going to say, fuck that shit. No one can tell me about my oversoul. So you'll know instinctively if you're a 5D Divine Feminine, because you will have thought these very words without me even having to share it. Because the minute that they started to put all these little lists, I'm like, fuck that shit. What are you doing? The minute that they started to say the divine masculine is unawoke, that he's wrong and that wrong and that wrong, and then I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You're insulting people I know right now. And so the more that 4D did this, the more I was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? I was just listening to all these people, and not because they were influencing me, but I was listening in a way to well, not in a way, it's part of my world, mysticism. So they just became a trending topic. All of it, all became trending. So we're going to do something different over here with our 5D collective. And that's with the mystic community. So come on over, join us. Once we get to 1K, make yourselves known what membership type of content you want. We'll look into doing that. And so we can have some community time. I have some tarot readers. One in particular, I'm thinking he's pretty good. I'm pretty sure he's going to move into 5D, but I haven't made contact because most people aren't interested in working with others. And then sometimes I've also had experiences where they're 4D and I don't really want to use our time with anyone who's a spiritual bypasser. So if they don't bring in the human elements, then they're not going to be somebody that I'm interested in collaborating with. But in the meantime, this guy's really good. I really like his reading. So I might try to reach out to him at some point. Okay, so masculines, what I was trying to get to, they don't know about their divine feminines because they have to awaken to their healthy self-worth. They have to get out of shame. Once they've created intimacy and they can pause and reflect and respond and do all this stuff, then they can finally begin a journey. I would say that's very tiresome. And right now, finally, I know already last year we had some divine masculines awaken, but this year we have some more. And so that's really nice. And surprise, let's talk about the love-dependent people. So there are those of you who are expanding right now. And the ones who are not, they're going to be going through some rough moments and some energies around. So you might find yourself being called and contacted and reached out and people, again, with that frustrated energy and manipulate desperate energy. And that's because they're not working with their 0-1-year-old, but their 0-1-year-old knows to seek out the pachas of their life. So you get to put into practice physical mastery. They get to be supported. Doesn't mean that they're going to move into Dharma, but that's what a herd is for. We have Sid, Diego, Manny, and that lovely little baby, okay? And so here's where another side note when it comes to divine masculines. So they might not recognize the spirituality mystic oversoul component, right? All the woo-woo stuff, the crystals, the channeled guidance. They don't have the dreams like this. They're not impacted with telepathy, with picking up on their divine feminine or feminines or souls around them. They will begin to pick up on that stuff once they awaken to their inner world if they have the capacity to maintain Jesus's word and to continue being forgiving and loving, and then to follow that path of detachment, but in a way of being participant with your heart, with your capacity to use that prefrontal cortex. They will learn how to be a person who gets to cherish the prefrontal cortex and be compassionate and attuned and resonate. So soft heart and intellectual savviness. See, once a divine masculine opens to their divine feminine, that's their inner child. They will have the same demeanor, the same demeanor, the same composure, the same everything that you will hear from a divine feminine. The difference is the divine masculine is able to be a visionary with a calculative schematic blueprint. It's something I try to translate, but I'm a divine feminine with a divine masculine, so I don't know how to translate it. The best I can do is this. They can do better at giving it to you, but what I can use is that they know how a city works. So they know how the drawing, like an engineer. They know what pieces fit and what pieces don't. And we can hand them the wrong, you know, tool. They will know how to say, hey, you know, I needed that one, but here's why. So they can explain to you how things work. They're more practical. Okay, so once their heart is in it, though, the practicality is soft-spoken, and it's something that they build with care and time and patience. There's no more of that anger and pent up, let me break it all apart and do it again. Okay, so they learn how to master their craft. So they're more of a... So the woman, the divine feminine, I'm going to say, is like water, wet. And the divine masculine is like the ice around it. It's and actually, you know what? There's a woman, she did a interview. She shares that probably what I should use is hers. So the masculine is a rock and holds steady. The feminine is energy that spirals around, or the yin yang. The yin yang is also, so yang, I think, pushes outward and it breaks things. And the yin, it surrounds it, right? So like the embrace of a mother, so, or one of the, I forget which ones, but the divine feminine is the one who embraces, while the masculine is the one who expands. So they break a rock, but here's where with their own divine feminine, they might be more like a sculptor, right? Or an artist. So they won't chip away at things unnecessarily. And the divine feminine, when they have their own divine masculine, they're able to wield their energy so as to grab something effectively, not be, you know, a tornado that ruins things, that doesn't know what to grab. Okay, so here's where Kali comes into the mix with Shiva. And that's that perfect blend. So you'll always know that your oversoul helps you to be a perfect blend. So we support each other to expand. The divine feminine supports divine masculines effectively to expand. That's if they're open to their inner child. Okay, so when I was talking to you about numbers, what I can share is I know of two for sure, if not three, I should add that person, but that was so long ago. So we're going to stick to what are active energies. Okay, so some energies from our oversoul, you know how there's, what are they called? Duds, right? They don't go out because they're out, but they've made choice to each other. Okay, so there's a, what I could say as I was contemplating, there's one, two, three. There's three from a first series of events in my personal life, and they're out in the friend zone. Okay, so they're completely friended. And therefore, they're soulmates, all of them, but they're in a friend soulmate arena. And so they're done. They're doing their thing. We were in each other's lives as soulmates, as potentials. And that's the part of why your life can always have a number of ways it can have gone. Okay, but we don't live in the past. So putting that aside, you will know once a relationship is over, if you will, because you're no longer expanding consciousness. That doesn't mean you don't hang out and do things together. No, your energies are no longer coming together and actually learning from each other. There's no more interaction because the other souls, by the way, have finished learning. If you're an enlightenment soul age person, this is for you because some people are not. And so that might be different. Moving into the other five that I was using as a number, because again, you're only going to be able to have a certain amount of secure attachment figures that you'll feel present. And you don't have to use twin flames or oversoul words if you want, okay? But oversoul, probably for the mystics, yes. But for people who are polyamory, for example, no. If you're monoamory, let me get to you in a minute. I will get to you all in a minute as well. So as people don't allow their inner child to come out and play, and then they lock that inner child up, their energies will stagnate and they will have their persona, which is their maladaptive child behavior. So their teenager leads, that's it. Okay. So when you get to interact with them, you're interacting with what is a facade. They're still the person, but their energy is not alive. There's not a person, there's not an inner child there. There's a person who's like in the movies, just living their day-to-day life. But you as an intuitive and as somebody who leads from that consciousness sphere, you'll notice this. You'll notice in the time that there's a disconnect. In fact, you'll notice a lot of people that are consistently facades, the again, Pinocchios with ears and tails and Cuscos. So those are other human beings who are going through their changes and transformations and things like that. The ones who are active, you'll perceive. You'll pick up people in your energy field, and those are the people who you actively are still having expansion of consciousness with. Okay, so choice points. We're always choice points for each other. As we choose each other, as we choose to expand and unite and welcome, that's where it gets fun. Right now, there's some nice energies around. So I'm going to say that for Divine Masculines and Divine Feminines, you're getting to have some time to do more. Divine Feminines tend to be a lot more joyous in where they are because we're fulfilled. Because we always make choices from our inner child. We don't separate from our open heart. Okay, so that's why you can look to the past and say, every choice I've made it fully, completely. I've shown up. I've done the Pacha thing. So you're pure consciousness because of being unconditionally loving, and your energy body is your three-year-old. So that's the Divine Feminines. There's no regrets, not even one. Even if there were, you would know, nope, not a regret because I learned from it. And I'm not joking right now, okay? So that's a Divine Feminine for you. Divine Masculines, and remember, this is not a race. This is no ego contest. This is a subjective experience. I'm using words. You can use other words if you want. But if you're a person who's awakened and has a connection to the sphere of consciousness, then you will not look to the past and have regrets. This is the Divine Feminine. It's, I already know everything I know. I know what I don't know. Oh, surprise. Let me let you know. The Divine Feminine does think she knows pretty much everything, but not in the same way of a teenager. What I mean by that is that we will know that our connections are there for reasons. We will know that we will know some things about our connections and we will not know some things. Then we will be reminded by those very Divine Masculines, the ones that are there to remind you of the things you don't know. And they will remind you, and they will remind you by surprising you. This is not tragic, my lovely listeners. No, it is not. You'll be like, oh shit, that I forgot about that one. Oh yeah, okay, hold on. And then some will just say things that you'll be like, you're right. You're so right. And then sometimes they don't even have to say anything. Sometimes you get completely surprised. Because the universe, Akash, surprises you and the Divine Masculine, by the way. Yeah, that one's even more funny because that is more like two people completely kind of being taken off track or off, like, what the hell? Wait, is this actually happening? No, this isn't happening, right? So, you know, this I have to say, is one of the most amazing surprises in the last couple years that I've had. Is I noticed, thanks to soulmates, but it's not because of the soulmates as much as it is when a Divine Feminine looks back, she's like, hold on a minute, I'm seeing, my little mind's eye is spying something. Did this really just happen? You know, so it's funny, and that's all I'm gonna say. The Divine Masculines that already know things, on the other hand, they're fascinating too. And that's because they will know the truth and then they won't take action, which is really sad because these are Divine Masculines that don't have their Divine Feminine on. So they don't have healthy self-worth yet. And then again, it's their inner child. It's not even about them not knowing. These are the love avoidance, my lovely listeners. These are the ones who deny themselves the opportunity to love. They choose fear. And it's not because they're consciously aware. No, they think they're being badass while their teenager is out there ruling them. Or they're thinking they're doing something smart by choosing to be silent. And that's the part. Remember, Stephen Porges, he says, a person in their biological rudeness, which is what a love avoidant will be, they will be afraid to love. They will shut themselves off. But their body, which is their brain with their body, is doing it. The only way a person, a Divine Masculine, is going to be noticing this is if they have self-awareness with the emotions. And they say, shit, I'm doing this thing called the wrong silence. I'm shutting my heart up. I'm shutting my mouth up, I'm choosing fear, and I really want to speak, and I'm choosing not to because I'm afraid that I'm going to get my heart broken, or that I'm going to get rejected, or that the part about why romance is important, by the way, my lovely listeners, is because you get to bring your 0-1-year-old out besides your 3-year-old. So the healthy self-worth, your 3-year-old, which a divine masculine can achieve. Okay, I'm worthy. Now comes the part of my 0-1-year-old wants to attach. And I have some attachment wound, rejection, abandonment, humiliation, or shame, right? Betrayal. Which one was the other one? Let me go grab those. So when people don't heal their attachment wounds, or they don't recognize that through self-awareness, but they know they're shutting their heart up, they're going to be able to make a choice. And that's the minute of truth. Do they choose love or they choose fear? It's injustice, rejection, abandonment, betrayal, humiliation, shame. And self-awareness, self-reflection, emotional awareness, emotional reflection. But it's, are you going to be a person who lives life with love and to your fullest, or are you going to hide away from it because you're afraid of getting your heart broken? And really, your heart cannot be broken, but this is the part of how comfortable are you with your emotional plane. And here's where I don't want to do personal development. No, I don't have emotions. Of course I don't. Let me just keep being a Cusco all the time and keep on saying bullshit to myself. So divine masculines are really missing out on life. And they might have clairs, is all I'm going to tell you as a divine feminine. There's something amazing about every time a divine feminine gets what is called, thank you, Sadhguru. What are you? Where are you? A new challenge. I love challenges, don't you? I love to love more every day of my life. So when I get a challenge, you better bet I take one. But it's not easy for divine feminine to find those who are divine masculines with their divine feminines. New challenging situations are possibilities, not problems. So when a person has a dysfunctional nervous system, they're an adaptive child who has unhealed trauma. And those are all divine masculines. So they will hide away. They will justify their hiding away. And they will pretend. But they will know what they're doing. But they will pretend, meaning, no, no. Like the grandiose love avoidant. I'm better. I can find whatever I want. Let me keep on doing whatever I'm doing. Or let me lock myself up in a room. Withdraw. Be depressed. Be upset. This is really sad. Again, and that's because they're going to be completely in shambles. The love, the one who's love wanting, dependent, they do differently, but they won't get away with the divine feminine, that's for sure, a real divine feminine, because the pretend, quote unquote, meaning the divine feminines who are not stable, so they're really just divine masculines, and that's where they have those twin flame sagas. Okay, so twin flames, one, they recognize each other, meaning the divine feminine, but yeah, the divine masculine knows he's got something going on. If the divine masculine wants to deny it, they'll keep denying it. That's their choice. The divine feminine won't deny it because you know it intuitively. The oversoul, you know intuitively as well. And again, divine masculine can choose to live beyond the solo self. So he would know his divine feminine or feminines, his oversoul, and he would be able to be open to life as a member of the herd if he's open to loving himself first and others just the same. So having a soft heart, compassion, kindness, and not trying to shame, blame, fault, or do any revenge. Those are all safety behaviors of people who have unhealed trauma and they have unresolved trauma and they could use a good therapist, but they might not want that. So we get to build 5D relationships, those who want to heal trauma, those who want to be emotionally aware, accountable, and to be available to love. I look forward to being back with you all. If you have any questions, let me know. Have a great one.